As written, the bill calls for $4.5 million in state spending. A quarter of that money, just over $1 million, would go to hire 5 additional state troopers focused on drug interdiction. Another chunk would cover overtime costs at the state narcotics and investigations unit and the state drug lab. But Sarah Blodgett of the New Hampshire Judicial Council says these calculations do not account for the cost of litigating what could be nearly 1,000 new drug cases per year.
Currently, the public defender office, which handles 85% of that caseload, has caseloads of about 272 per person. They could not handle this huge influx of cases with their current staffing levels.
There's also money in the bill for the state's Granite Hammer program, which aims to arrest drug dealers through cross-agency collaboration. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.